And now let's go to Sky News, Enda Brady, for the latest on the coronavirus outbreak in the UK. The super spreader, Enda Brady, has been speaking out about his experience. Who is he and what's he been saying about what happened to him?
He's a man called Steve Walsh. He's a 53-year-old businessman and a scout leader in his spare time. He's a father of two from the south coast here, from a place called Hove, just outside Brighton in Sussex. And it's all coming together now. This has taken some time to piece this together. But basically, Steve Walsh has been identified as a super spreader of the virus. What we know is that he was working on business in Singapore. That was where he was exposed to the virus. He flew back to the UK. Then he went to the French Alps on a ski holiday. And there he mixed with some friends and inadvertently gave them the virus as well. So the British authorities believe Steve Walsh is responsible for spreading coronavirus to 11 people in total. There are 8 in the UK who have it, including him. He has now made a full recovery. He has been at Guy's Hospital in London, where he remains. He's now in quarantine there. Other members of his family have been told to self-isolate for 14 days. Basically, Steve Walsh has issued a statement confirming all these details and just saying that his wishes now are with everyone that has the virus, wishing them a full and complete recovery and asking the media to respect his privacy.
And is there any update on the GPs who have also contracted the coronavirus?
So these are two healthcare professionals, one in the Brighton area. And again, if you join up all the pieces here, Hove to Brighton is a mile and a half away. So you could basically speculate that, mm-hmm. you know, this healthcare professional has come into contact with Steve Walsh. So of the 8 people who have the virus in the UK, he's responsible for 6 of the contacts. We're told that they are receiving treatment. There are 4 hospitals in total in the UK that are identified as highly infectious disease control centres. 2 are in London, 1 in Liverpool and 1 in the North East. So basically these people are in hospital, they're receiving the treatment, and every day at 2 o'clock, so in just under 40 minutes' time, the Department of Health here put out an updated statement every day with how many people have been tested for the virus and how many people actually have it. So we'll know a lot more in 40 minutes.
And the police also given extra powers to deal with people in quarantine to make sure that they stay there.
Yes, this is because there was an incident over the last 24 hours at Arrow Park, which is on the Wirral near Liverpool up in the northwest. This is where people who've flown back from Wuhan in China were taken to be put in quarantine for 14 days. My understanding is one person basically said that they'd had enough and they wanted to leave, and they were quite vocal about this. So the police have now been given quite stringent powers that anyone the medical authorities suspect of having been exposed to coronavirus or being in the Chinese city of Wuhan, they can forcibly quarantine people. Basically, like it or not, you're going to be put in quarantine.
Thank you very much indeed for that, Enda Brady.